The Federal Bureau of Investigation is now involved in the case of an Iraqi woman beaten to death in her Southern California home. The El Cajon Police Department says the FBI is providing assistance as it investigates the death of Shaima Alawadi and whether her death was a hate crime. The mother of five had suffered numerous wounds to her head. Police said she was found by her 17-year-old daughter in the kitchen, along with a threatening note.
We are still in a shock mode, and we're just kind of waking up realizing that it has happened to us.
Hanif Mohabi is the executive director of the San Diego chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Mohabi says the family had received another threatening note but had dismissed it as a prank. Alawadi's daughter has said that the note called her mother a terrorist and demanded she go back to her country. Mohabi says the family remains in a state of shock.
The family currently is just trying to grieve, they're busy with other family members visiting them, other community members. So at this point, that's what's going on.
Mohabi says for right now, family members are choosing not to speak to the media. A family friend says he believes the reports that Alawadi's death is a hate crime.
Family pray, go to children's school. And husband, wife is so nice. I have no idea again.
El Cajon is located about 2 hours south of Los Angeles. The city has America's second largest community of Iraqis, behind Michigan. But police say the beating is an isolated incident and the community shouldn't feel targeted.
We're looking at the big picture. And we just want to assure the public that we're doing the due diligence in this investigation and that it's our intent to solve this case.
Muslim leaders say the beating follows several months of increased reports of hate crimes in the San Diego area. They say the community needs to be vigilant in reporting any kind of threat or violence against them.
Any kind of hate. We should not dismiss any kind of hate incidents. We should report it to the law enforcement as soon as we can.
Police say they have no suspects or persons of interest in this case. They have not confirmed whether any fingerprints were found on the note left at the crime scene. Ross Frazier, Press TV. El Cajon.